It's a very good afternoon, good evening, sanibonani dumelang, abusheni, molweni, bonjour. From Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, Abu Dhabi, wherever you're streaming us, welcome to Mjolo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is your boy Mlungisi Impela, the most handsome 32 year old in 2022. Yeah. I'm still recovering, guys. Birthday was just yesterday, not just 24 hours ago. Like Lalish. I'm still recovering. But big thank you to all the messages that one has received. Yes, this one speaking is the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator. The most handsome guy in the cheese called Muhammad Ali's protege. Rolled like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive. I am still rolling with the ever beautiful, ever shining, ever glowing. Too many adjectives. We had so much fun yesterday with Khumi. Hi!
How are you, Mr. 32-year-old?
We are great. Everybody's good. You can do right. The calendar, we've closed the calendar. Now we're bringing another chapter now.
32.
Yeah. And counting, guys. God willing.
Yeah. God willing.
Yeah. And counting.
Katato ya mudimu kanet.
Yeah, guys. I think COVID just has taught us, hurry. Let's stop looking at things that don't matter. Life matters, and for me, it's just thank God to.
That's a whole look at what he.
Hey, man. Woo. Before we open church,
I'ma take you out of church.
Oh yeah, I mean let's go to our social media platforms, and where you can be highly interactive with us. Old Khumi again. Hey, we're starting the year off with a very, 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 very hot.
We're starting the year off spicy.
What are we talking about today?
We're adding spice to 2022.
What are we talking about today?
So today, we asked our listeners, how often should one have sex?
Okay.
Because we're all out here, wilding out in these streets.
Hey, I mean, I love sex.
We're all out here, wilding out in these streets. It's a king born, a king gen and puma. Literally. So now we're asking, how often should one have sex?
Yeah, according to Healthline magazine, right? A healthy, or if you have a healthy sexual appetite, it should be 3 times a week.
No.
It should be. For sexual satisfaction, the ultimate sexual satisfaction, at bare minimum, 3 times a week.
But isn't it a question of when you are in the mood?
We will explore those things because science, health, telepathy, and all these things all come into play now.
Because now if you're not saying, or science is saying, you should have sex 3 times, it's starting to sound like a chore now.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, okay, so we've done it.
Who's once. Are we keeping count?
Yeah, so we've got 2 more to go, baby. We can do it. 2 more to go. You know, it for me, it takes the fun out of it. If the mood takes me 7 days.
Bekele beke for that week.
Bona, that's the mood. Regarding.
Yes, okay.
You know, but now when science is now dictating and saying, you should, in order for you to feel normal or whatever, you know, for normal or healthy sex life, you should have sex 3 times. It's starting to sound like a chore. Kespani. So Kespani, Monday to, I mean, working, Sunday to Thursday. Now, I'm going to clock.
Yeah, it's a clock 3 times.
They can put in a clock.
Alright, it's not about us. Once again, we asked you to tell us how often, if there is a thing. And this is what you had to say.
And the second question is, how often should one have sex, child? Well, I don't know. I don't really think you can put like a time frame in between when a person should have sex. But I feel like maybe you... once a month, or yeah, I think once a month or twice a month. I don't know. I think it depends on how active you are. So, well, I'm not really active, so that's why I'm just like, maybe once a month is enough.
Okay.
Your second question. Well, I will definitely have it every day. But then it also depends, is the person fit enough, you know? So I think it's also about a person's mental health. And obviously, the physical. So for me as a person, I would say roughly almost every day. Yeah.
Bakely bake.
You know, I know. I said when the mood strikes, ne?
Yeah.
Our mara once a month, you're now.
I can't, guys. I was about a never.
No, once a month. It's like a family meeting. I want to be chabra khadi kadi chali.
Ah, yeah. Whoa.
Hey, lebo malume kadi jaso kora patsun kisha. Once a month.
Whoa. Riga.
Like, do you know we get paid once a month?
Is that what you're saying?
And then when I get paid,
you feel like
by the end of my payday, I'm already looking forward to the next payday. Yeah. So that's what's gonna happen when you have sex once a month. Like once you've reached that orgasm, you're done, you've caught your breath, you're like, okay.
Until next month.
I'll see you next month.
As if that's how sexually we operate.
I like a paycheck that day. I'm gonna pay no. I once a month and I get run.
Yeah, I refuse. Walk to
no,
my rest.
I muduka soje once a month. Like that's just no.
What type of partner do you have?
Exactly. You will bless your nawa to kala. Awa, my lord.
You know, and before we load the next one, I think we always need to. We are our partners, right? To a certain extent, I think, and this is the danger with a relationship sometimes, right? We, in compromising, we end up over compromising.
How so?
Because if you like yam, as Dr. Zenda would say, shout out to Dr. Zenda, by the way. If you like yam, gosiam, and in your heart of hearts, you cannot have it just once a month. And then you have once a month. What must happen? 31 days, you say once. What happens in the 30 days?
Look, if she's saying once a month, ne, and she's single, that makes sense. If she's single, that makes sense. Then once a month, she's like, okay, I need to. And then she...
outsource, perhaps, whatever.
Yeah, that's understandable. But in a relationship...
oh, perfect.
Like you said, what happens in all those other days? And I kind of go your partner and I wants to.
And you're living with each other.
Even if you aren't.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
It's even worse if you live together. You know, it's worse even if you don't.
Yeah, because when you see each other, you just want to rip your clothes off.
Yeah, because sometimes you'd be chilling and you know your partner feels like, oh, you know, I actually wanna.
Yeah, because. And I understand. Absence makes the heart and the penis and the vagina go fonder.
Yeah.
Right?
And even if you haven't seen each other...
for 2-3 days.
In a while. You know, just when you're hanging out and... I don't know, something just... man. My good, come on.
Yeah, matters are rising.
You know? Exactly. And you feel, okay, baby, hello. Hello.
I'm here.
You know. I mean, we all know there's just that one look you give your partner and they know what time it is.
And sometimes you don't have... You just climb.
They know, like, just the look. Your partner knows what time it is. So now we must
1 month.
We must stop and say, hey, but we've already done it for the month.
Paycheck. He's like, no way. I never.
Okay. Question 2. How often should one have sex? I think that's what you're trying to say. You?
3 times a day.
3.
Minimum.
But like, let's break it down, mm-hmm. because now we're talking rounds as well. Mm-hmm. You can have how many rounds? When you say 3 times a day, are you talking about 3 rounds a day, or in the morning you have sex and you probably have 2 rounds, In the afternoon, you have a quickie, that's one round, and
what,
at night...
People work? No. People are, you, like, no. So when I say 3 times a day, it can either be 3 rounds. It's actually 3 rounds, because I feel like 3 rounds is, like, the perfect amount. Like, one when you wake up, you know, before you shower, you know, just get this day started.
Yeah.
And then probably, like, however many at night. But obviously, if someone has had a long day, like, we'll cap it at 2, 3.
Okay.
But that's why I said 3 minimum, like, nothing less.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the same also, but I'll put it on 3 minimum. No, 4 minimum. I'm sorry. 4. Depending on the day. But, yeah. Obviously, that wouldn't be like every day. But if it has to be our 6th day or, yeah, spontaneously.
Yeah.
It can't be.
Also, sex is very spontaneous.
Yeah.
You can't really, like, you know.
It is.
But in your head, how many times do you want to fuck?
Yeah. In a day, definitely.
Ideally.
Less than 4.
Yeah.
For me. For me, I can't have less than 4 rounds.
Yeah. God, there you go, bitch. That's tired.
Okay.
That's, you see where the quantification of sex comes in?
Now I just have one question.
I was about to say.
Where you can have sex 3 times, like I want to work where you work, where you can have sex 3 times a day. Because, God damn. I wouldn't mind.
If time permits.
I would not mind.
You know, if time permits, that's a ideal scenario that we want to create, right? But in reality, hence you were saying, right? I think they were contradicting themselves in the same sentence, because you're saying sex is spontaneous, and if sex is spontaneous, we can't measure it.
I think I get where they're going, né? In that. If maybe let's say you're chilling with your partner for the whole weekend, you can have sex 3 times a day.
Yes.
Or fine. Even more. You know what I mean? In a day. Not like the whole weekend, but like
yeah.
In a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whether it's 1 round, 2 rounds, it's possible.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but it's one of those things that happen.
Not as frequent as
it's. Yeah, it happens every now and then. It's not a frequent thing.
And hence I'm saying, like, then we have a social context that we live in, right? Like you were saying, to people who are corporate, career-driven individuals, that wouldn't ideally work. And something tells me that is what she prefers, and that is what he prefers. So it tells me they have time on their hands. And I think, hence I said compatibility is everything. These things become a thing now.
Yeah.
Humi works longer hours or a job that demands her to stretch her time, right? And if she cannot be available, obviously then you're going to outsource that thing.
Yeah.
Right? And vice versa for guys. And that is why I'm just poking holes for us to have an open conversation to say, guys, there are things that we would love to do, ideally, as you were saying. But also we need to have this thing to say socially, there's a context that we live in. We also then need to put into perspective our sexual drives are not the same.
Yeah.
We also need to look that, as Dr. Zender said, women have their own cycles, right? Some people are in their periods, you know, and sometimes in your periods you'll be stronger and understand.
Yeah.
And there's other things that happen in between, right? There's life that happens. So when we have this conversation, we wanted to show you that what gets measured does not always count.
I think, like you said, you can't. This is not something that you can quantify.
Yep.
Because, like you said, life happens. I've got a job. You my partner has a job. We possibly don't even have the same hours. You know, at the end of the day, I might not be physically tired, but I might be emotionally drained because of the day that I've had. So I'm not going to feel like having sex, you know. And also, hence I feel you cannot quantify it, because now in what context are we talking? Are we talking about partners who live together?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so based on what I just said, we live together. I've got a job, you've got a job, we both get home, we're tired, we don't feel like doing it. And then the next thing you know, it's 2-3 weeks later. Because life, do you understand? Weekends, we want to spend time together, but again,
that's when
life
your body
happens.
Yes, and sometimes that's when your body is trying to catch up on rest.
You know what I'm saying? At that time, sex is not
at the top of the list.
You know. So, actually, come think of it, the once a month is possible.
Now that
for some, yeah, now that I think about it, for some couples, it is possible.
But it's a red flag, eh?
No, it should be a red flag. It should. No, a big, big, bright red flag, because...
How?
How, Sway?
How, Doug?
No, like, it... When I think about it, yes, it makes sense that it is possible. The possibility is there, but it shouldn't.
Yep.
It shouldn't.
Let's hear more.
Sex is a spiritual thing.
Hallelujah.
It involves emotions and you need to be mentally in a good place in order for you to actually indulge and really enjoy it, right? If the deed is just being done to clock in, then it's useless. So how often should it happen? As often as both of you would like it to happen. There's no timetable to it. You can have it 3 times in a day and then skip a whole 2 weeks and have it again, you know. Yeah.
Preach. Preach.
How often in terms of like sex sessions? I would say 3 times a week. As for how long your sessions last, it's between you and your partner and your timetables. But yeah, 3 times a week would do for me.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, this is a tricky one. So in terms of like how often people should, you know, have sex, or one should have sex, I think it's a bit tricky, because I'm not more questioning. Okay, must be this many times that you have sex, but I just think when it's tea time, it's tea time, and if it's possible, then it's possible. Let it go down. You get. I don't think there's like a number that, but I think a healthy rate. Let me just throw out a number. I think a healthy rate maybe, what, five times a week. Okay, let's go with five. 5 times a week, I think, is quite an average, healthy, you know, rate for someone to have, for one to be having sex.
I think these last three, I think, will definitely be Oskhumi's favorite, because all of them, to some degree, agree with what you were saying. The one hand was saying it's not a timetable. We're not clocking in. It's not work here where we are. We're looking at how many times you did it. With whom. You understand. And then, oh no, I want to hurry. Okay, twice. No, but what if Kikhaletli Wednesday?
But, and there's another thing. You know, I was actually about to say that. If you're attracted to your partner, like if you are sexually attracted to your partner, you're going to have sex a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. To a point where you probably won't even, you will lose count. You won't even be able to keep count anymore. You're going to lose count of how much sex you have.
In fact, to a point.
Because you're, and not just only physically attracted to them, but just Everything.
There's just everything.
Everything.
You find yourselves having to personally deliver lunch.
You know what I'm saying?
Workplace.
Like, quickie.
Hi, babe. I brought lunch.
Come see me. My ex and I used to have sex in, like, the weirdest of places.
Ah!
And because we were attracted to each other, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. So, if you're attracted to your partner, you're going to have sex more than once or twice or three times a week.
And then she was saying it goes back to, it's problematic AR once a month.
No, like, I'm sorry. Like, no, once a month, no. I think if I were to tell my friends that I'm having sex once a month, they're going to call my mama.
Yeah.
Like, yo, I love tat.
Yeah, we need to.
Romiwa Lwala. She's sick. There's something wrong with her. We need to call the doctor. Because how? Like, how, Zwei? How do you, once a month, they... No, let about a life, you keep busy.
No, guys.
No.
No, outsource. Perhaps.
And
it's worse, and I'm saying, I go back, because it sounded like she's okay with it, even in relationship-wise. Because
she said once or twice a month.
Yes!
Twice a month,
Even that's iffy. Even that's iffy.
But once a month, eh?
Guys.
Oh man, it's bad enough when I get paid once a month. I have to have sex once a month.
Khumi, I mean, finally... How do we conclude this?
We can't quantify sex.
Absolutely.
Like, it's just one of those things you cannot, as much as you can't bottle it, you can't quantify it.
Yeah,
let's stop trying.
Mm. And let's go with the flow.
Now you're asking, does size matter? One of the episodes that we does size matter? What's your body count? How many people have you slept with? What's your body? Stop it. Stop it. If you don't want to have sex, don't have sex. If you want to have it and have
and
it.
It's not
and have it with who you want to have man, it and how you want to have it.
Why is sex now an audit exercise?
Well, I understand that. You know, interview with sex. Like, no.
But you're not having enough sex, actually. If you're counting.
You're not.
If you're not having
like you need to check your sex life if you're now wondering if
you can count
if now how many people your man has slept with or how many people your woman has slept with.
Problematic.
Like, you're not having enough sex.
Yep.
Yeah, you need to do something about that.
Quick, fast,
because
in the heart.
Those conversations should not even be on the table.
Exactly, guys. It should be like eating. Who counts how many meals you've had a day? Do you?
If I did, I wouldn't be this big, honey.
Exactly.
If I did, I wouldn't be this
big. So, guys, please, let's apply the same analogy, guys. And
yeah.
And guys, this exercise, we just wanted to teach you that not everything that can be counted counts.
Yeah.
Not everything, you know. So, we need to be understanding, Horiman, this is a fluid thing. This is an the second last voice, not put it beautifully. It's an emotional thing. Are we khaleti?
Have it.
Have it.
Yay.
And if you're going to have it five times in a day, it's fine.
It's fine. There's nobody who's...
Who's counting?
Who's counting and judging. Guys, the only limit you reach... Kya... Airtime ili data.
Thank you.
Fela.
Liteng unaledi contract phone, so...
And even if you can recharge, I guess.
Thank you.
So you cannot reach the... there's no limit to the amount of sex that you can have in a day, in a week, in a month, in a year. Or
please.
No, there's no limit. You can have as much as you want.
Please, man. Please.
But just do it safely, though.
Uh-huh. Another thing we say, don't... You do it safely, but even if you don't do it safely, you can do it as much as you can, is following us on our social media platforms. Of Scooby.
Yeah, no. You can find us on Facebook... Mm-hmm. Daily Sun.
Yes.
Or tweet us at Daily Sun SA.
Uh-huh.
Or find us on www.dailysun.co.za.
/Mcholo, and you can get to listen to this and many, many others. Once again, a big thank you to all the voice notes. Once again, overwhelming. January is voice notes. We've dedicated to voice notes. We have a special competition for our next episode. Look out for that. And yeah. This year we're going to be interacting even more on the voice notes. But once again, big thank you to all the voice notes that came. Guys, the weather patterns are doing some funny things. Some days are cold, some days are hot, some days are windy, some days are... Guys, please make sure that if you're going to be engaging in sex. Please make sure you're doing it safely, you're keeping it strapped, wearing a condom. And Osgumi, as you would say, guys, please make sure you're safe. Please. Yeah?
Yeah, and whatever that thing you can hear in the background, that's not static, that's rain, because it's like pouring outside right now.
Yeah, so you see, so just now you're thinking, can I call someone to please make sure you're safe?
Hey, plus, let me know Maru.
Hey!
Hey! Let me know Maru at Tivana. Linagane mapai. I know you.
So guys, please make sure you're safe. Another thing you need to be safe of is make sure that guys we are fighting this variant very well. Please let's keep it like that. Hospitals, we are not going there. We are not going to be bothering our essential workers, guys. Please make sure you get yourself vaccinated. Please make sure you're social distancing. You're wearing your mask. You are sanitizing. The country is doing well where it is. We do not want to go to lockdown, guys. No.
Stay safe.
Everybody. But once again, everybody, big thank you to every voice note. Big thank you to you for listening. If you're going to be out and about, do realize that this is Mlungisi Simbela, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator. Most handsome guy in the Chiefs Cup, Muhammad Ali's protege. Grow like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive.
And she's still going to see Abby and still without a cool outro.
It's love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Shop, shop.